Welcome to Level Up with Danny. This is KOWS 92.5 LP in Occidental, California, serving Sonoma County, including Santa Rosa, and streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. All right, let's get into it. This is episode 2, and today's episode is all about scary things. Happy Halloween. Happy All Hallows Eve. It's Beggar's Night. I am not a Halloween person. I never have been, really. Halloween scares me. When I was growing up, I was embarrassed about my costumes, and I didn't like going to parties where people's faces were covered up by masks, and I didn't recognize anyone, and people would come up to me and want to, hug me, and it would really unnerve me. As an adult, I went to exactly one Halloween party. Ironically, my husband and I dressed as Sonny and Cher, and before the party, I took a pregnancy test and found out I was expecting our firstborn daughter. I have a picture of us in our costumes posted on my social media pages today. When my girls were little, they would get so excited about Halloween costumes. They always wanted to be in the Halloween parade at school, and I would go all out, buying the best costumes, doing the hair, the makeup, but I never wanted them to wear scary costumes, so we always chose the fun ones. I'm not sure how my girls feel about Halloween today. I'll have to ask them. Side note, I did ask them the other day, and they don't have any strong feelings about Halloween at all. They do have some fun memories from college, though, but don't we all? On today's show, we're going to talk about another aspect of wellness, which is our mental and emotional wellness. This is a very personal and multifaceted topic. Mental and emotional wellness is oftentimes private. My own wellness journey incorporated mental and emotional wellness practices while I was working on my physical wellness. One of the first things that I did for my mental health was to admit to myself that my inner child needed healing. She was holding on to all of the damage that was caused when I was too young or too powerless to protect myself. I read a quote the other day that said, "You should be proud that you've grown into someone that would have protected you as a child." That hit me very deep. I'm going to read it again, but personalize it in my own voice. I have grown into someone that would have protected me as a child. I survived some horrifying things when I was growing up. For many years, decades even, I allowed these events in my childhood to dictate how I felt about myself, even as a grown woman. Once I had my own daughters, I realized quite quickly that in order to raise my daughters to be the women they deserve to be, I was going to need to heal that inner child. That work is ongoing, and I chose this next song because it speaks to that journey. The song I'm going to play for you right now is called "The Climb" by Miley Cyrus. Okay, Miley didn't want to sing for some reason. It sounded perfect in my head. Anyways, if you're not familiar with the song, maybe hit it up on your own playlist. But the song is all about the climb. And I had some holes to climb out of. There are several wellness techniques that combine the physical with the mental. Almost all physical activity affects your mental wellness. The first physical activity that I started doing on a regular basis when I went on my wellness journey was swimming laps. I swim with a snorkel. Since I broke my neck in 2009, I can't turn my head side to side, so I use a swim snorkel. I found that when I was swimming laps with my snorkel, my goggles, and my earplugs, the only sound I could hear were my own thoughts. The farther I swam, the more I had to, quote-unquote, entertain myself with my own thoughts. I often wondered what those long-distance swimmers thought about, and I realized that I just wasn't that deep. I created a swimming playlist, and I had the volume turned up so loud so I could hear it through my earplugs. As I started singing along in my head, it would keep me focused, and this technique also helped me to swim farther. To this day, that playlist has some of my favorite songs on it. As I mentioned before, I spent the weekend with my family when I asked them about Halloween, and we went to the San Francisco 49ers game on Sunday night. As we were walking into the stadium, the song Jungle was playing on the loudspeakers, and I said to my daughter, "Oh, that song's on my swimming playlist." And my older daughter grabbed my arm and said, "Yes, Mom, I know it's on your playlist because I put it on there for you." The song is called Jungle, and it's by X Ambassadors. It's a really great song. Another one you can listen to on your own. Okay, back on topic. The more I swam, the healthier I got, and the more at peace I felt. There's something so rhythmic and soothing about swimming. Whether it's in a pool, in the ocean, or on a lake, the water and the rhythm of the strokes will literally heal your soul. You want to know something that's scary? Opening yourself up to healing. You know what else is scary? Admitting that your inner child is damaged. You know what is really scary? Trying something new in order to get a different result. It's not hard, it's just new. Shame, guilt, and judgment are finite concepts. Being bogged down with shame and guilt and using judgment as a defense mechanism will never allow you to grow. In order to grow, you have to heal your inner child. You have to accept what happened to you was not necessarily your fault, and you have to take ownership of the things that were your fault. It's never too late to change and heal. It's literally never too late. Although, as the song says, time can be your kryptonite. Especially if you passively let time dictate your next steps. Society today is much more advanced in the areas of accepting mental health challenges than it was when I was growing up. I can remember when I was working in New York City in the late 80s, I took a quote-unquote mental health day. Using the words mental health was not something that happened in the 60s, 70s, 80s, or even the early 90s, but today is such a common part of our vernacular. We see an entire generation of young adults suffering from varying degrees of mental stress. COVID did not help this. A parenting model that focused on protecting against possible mental fragility in deference to living a more emotionally balanced life also contributed to why we have a generation of oversensitive, undereducated young people filled with false bravado in terms of their understanding of world events, history, and basic civics. Well, there's a song that literally says, "Our children are our future," but that doesn't give parents a free pass. We need to make sure, or rather ensure, that this next generation is not just well-versed in talking the talk. They need to be able to walk the walk. The path to this ability starts with education. I think of David Hogue, the student survivor from the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida. This young man took up the cause of gun safety as a survivor of that terrible gun tragedy, and I just saw him last week on Bill Maher. He spent the last 6 years educating himself in a way that is more and more the exception instead of the rule. But there is some wisdom that can only come with age and life experience. And as well-versed as he is in all things about gun safety, he knows this to be true, and he has some respect for that. At this time, I'm going to take a moment and talk about some of our wonderful sponsors. Cows would like to thank Molesbury Market for their underwriting support, the heart of Larkfield in the Larkfield Center on Old Redwood Highway in Santa Rosa. Established in 1959, they are family-owned and feature a variety of gourmet meat, a full-service deli, and sushi, too. There's also a barbecue every weekend. Visit molesburymarket.com for more about the store. Molesbury Market tunes into the Roots of Rock every Sunday morning at 7 on KOWS Community Radio. Cows welcomes Corix, the oldest stationery store in Sonoma County. We thank them for their support. located at 637 4th Street in Santa Rosa. They host a year-round art gallery of Art Trails artists and hold an art opening on the first of each month. Their Winter Wonderland Christmas shop features handmade items from Germany and around the world. Find out more about the Sonoma County Institution by visiting their store or their website, which is corix.com. They can be reached at 707-546-2424. Okay, back to my wellness journey. Some of the practices that I've used to strengthen my mental acuity include infrared therapy. I own an infrared sleeping blanket, and I get in that, put on my swimming playlist, and check out for 30 to 45 minutes while the infrared therapy heals the cells in my body, including my brain. I also see a visceral therapist on a regular basis. She practices cranial sacral therapy. This type of therapy is not widely known, but is something that for me has been literally life-changing. My visceral therapist is named Alicia Berg, and she practices at Well Sonoma, which is on 4th Street in Santa Rosa. I can't speak highly enough about this type of therapy and how groundbreaking it has been for me. Speaking of the ground, I also have grounding sheets and pillowcases. I purchased grounding mats for my sister and my friend, and I believe in this practice of grounding where you actually put your feet in the grass and feel the energy from the earth. This practice is very healing as well, and it's easy to do. You don't have to buy the sheets or the mats. You can just go outside, take off your shoes, stand in the grass, close your eyes, breathe deeply, and feel the earth's vibration through your entire body. There's a song that's playing on the radio right now. It's by Carrie Underwood. It's a duet with Cody Johnson. The song's called I'm Gonna Love You. If you listen to this song, which I'm gonna play here in a second, hopefully it'll play correctly, and you think of it as a love song that you sing to yourself and your inner child, the meaning will be felt deeply. So let's listen and think of this not as a love song that you'll sing to someone else, but rather a love song you sing to yourself, to that inner child, to your soul. Because if you're not going to love you, no one else is ever going to love you. Here's I'm Going to Love You by Carrie Underwood and Cody Johnson.
Sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. I'm gonna look.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true. Gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah.
Thank you.
put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gone gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Okay. How are you not going to put that song in your hot playlist on repeat? As an offer of healing, as a gift to yourself. So I figured out that I didn't have my cord plugged in all the way. So I'm going to go back and play The Climb right now because it's such a beautiful song. And Miley Cyrus has such a beautiful voice. So here's The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. I'm taking sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going.
Okay, so that was The Climb. I'm so glad I got to play that for you. I want to thank everyone for sticking with me during this period of time where I'm trying to figure out radio. I definitely have a voice for radio. Don't know if I have the face for radio, but maybe. But this is community radio, and we're supported by our underwriters, and we love our underwriters. You can go to our website, kowsfm.com, and take a look at the list of all of our underwriters. I'm going to play something by one of our other underwriters right now.
Cows Radio thanks Stockham Construction, a union company with decades of experience and specializing in interior and exterior metal stud framing, drywall, finished taping, acoustical ceilings, and commercial door installation. Their primary focus is on excellence, teamwork, and safety, with the goal of completing projects in a timely and professional manner while delivering a quality product. Find out more by visiting StockhamConstruction.com. Stockham Construction proudly tunes into the roots of rock every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on Cows Community Radio.
That was ironic. This is all by chance. You just flip the page and read the next one. So that was kind of cool.
Danny, I want to thank you for contributing your talent and your time. Cows is so diverse in our presentation, mostly local presenters, and myself included, of course. I've been in radio since before recorded time, but you're doing a fine job, and we are glad that you're part of the Cows Herd, our team. Thank you.
Thank you so much, MJ. I really appreciate you being here and sitting to my left. Okay, moving on. Real self-worth comes from doing hard things. I'm not talking about self-love. I'm talking about having self-worth. Self-worth is different from self-love. You can say you love yourself but still feel worthless. Think about that. Unfortunately, those two things can coexist. If you do the hard work, the healing of your spirit, using your body in a healthy way, you can achieve real self-worth. I'm going to read another passage from the book that I read from last time. It's called Be Here Now by Meredith Gaston Masnada. And the title of this piece is called Emergence. Knowing how to move forward in our lives, especially in the face of difficult emotions that cloud our clarity, requires patience and compassion. Mindful living takes time and care. We must honor ourselves and our life stories by making time and taking care through all seasons. In order to emerge from moments or even stretches in darkness into the light, into the brightness of our own light and the greater light of life of which we are all a part, we are called to sit with things, sit with our feelings tenderly, sit with our thoughts lovingly. As we call all our thoughts and feelings home, we may embrace them as essential parts of our personal and collective experience of life. Indeed, there is no light without darkness, no joy without suffering, no coming out without going within. It is the tonality of our lives, the contrasts and textures, the reasons to retreat, and the calls to emerge that shape us. In being shaped by life, we are gifted and humbled all at once. We are gifted with deeper awareness as we remain open to infinite possibilities for change, growth, and bliss. And we are humbled by the depth, breadth, and wonder of living. As we sit with ourselves, present and sincere, through our difficult times, we find that answers come to us more easily. Our way is illuminated for us. All we must do is be continually willing to turn our faces toward the light. As poet Walt Whitman is thought to have said, letting shadows fall behind us. One way I discovered to help me feel worthy is by using a Japanese practice called misogi. Misogi is a practice where you change one thing and maintain the change for an entire year. It is a way to kind of reprogram yourself for health. On September 15th, 2023, I started my own personal misogi. I quit alcohol. It was a decision that I made for my health. I spoke last time about my rheumatoid arthritis. In addition to the degenerative nature of this disease, which has stolen a lot of my mobility, I also had a stroke during COVID, probably as a result of having COVID. Subsequently, that, combined with my advancing age, I am now a tripping hazard. Add alcohol to that equation, and you can just about guarantee a fall. I lived my life with the expectation that those around me would keep me safe. This is a very presumptuous, passive, and self-centered way to live. Unfortunately, in 2023, I did take a fall, and I sustained some major injuries. I was not sober when I fell, and my inability to catch myself once I started to fall, as a result of all the fear that I have around trusting my own strength or lack thereof, resulted in the injuries I sustained. It was a real eye-opening experience for me, and I decided on that day that I had had my last sip of alcohol. I thought it would be hard. I thought I might miss it. I thought it would be difficult to be in social situations and not have a cocktail. I was wrong. I quickly realized that me giving up alcohol was not a problem for me. It's really a problem for other people, because they saw me as someone who was always down for a good time, down for some champagne, an espresso martini, an extra dirty martini, a good cocktail hour. It's been over a year since I started my misogi, and I don't think, at least I can't see, a time in my future where I'll ever drink alcohol again. Giving up alcohol, starting my health journey, putting emphasis on my wellness journey, taking care of my mind, my body, my spirit, has allowed me to walk through the world with more confidence and more peace, and with a deeper understanding of what happens to a body when you make health a priority. I have a new level of self-worth because I did the hard work, and I'm still doing the hard work. On my last show, I wanted to play the song Rise Up by Andra Day, and I didn't get around to it. I want to play that song right now. It's a good power ballad. It's a great anthem celebrating the ability to rise up in the face of whatever it is that's trying to keep you down. So I'm going to pull up Rise Up by Andra Day, and we're going to listen to that song together.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move. Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe, and I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to his feet.
Gosh, I just love that song too. It's so pretty. Her voice is next level. If anyone's interested in contacting me, aside from this radio show, you can go on any of my social medias. I'm on Facebook as Danny Jane Phillips Stockham. I'm on Instagram as Danny Stockham. You can find me on TikTok as Danny Jane Stockham. And I also have a YouTube channel called Just One Danny Jane. I used to do a little YouTube thing called The Daily Dose of Danny Jane during COVID. So if you want to look at how crazy I look during COVID, you could take a look at those as well. Don't forget, this is Community Radio, KOWS, LP, in Occidental, California, serving Sonoma County and Santa Rosa. Okay, so I started my show talking about scary things. There's another scary thing that's happening in a few days, the election of our 47th president. There's a legitimate fear that the democracy that most of us grew up revering, respecting, and counting on is in jeopardy. Even if, for conversation purposes, we remove the threat to women's health and women in general, and focus exclusively on the existential belief that freedom of choice is a foundational guarantee in America, the two candidates who are running for the top office in our country come from vastly different viewpoints with regard to what freedom means. Every election in my lifetime has been, on some level, a choice between hope and fear. This election in 2024 is no different. There is a subversive, prevalent information stream that is grounded in fear-based beliefs. It is scary to me how easily this low simmering fear has infiltrated our consciousness. There is no power in fear-based decision making. The power is in the hope. The power is in the faith. The collective power of a democracy has the ability to banish fear. Think about what it feels like to be afraid. Think about how minimizing that is. Think about how small you feel when you're scared. Now think about hope. Think about how expansive your heart feels when you're hopeful. We live in the greatest country on earth. With all of our warts and scars, we still have the greatest democracy on the planet. Any threat to that democracy is a threat to the world. On Tuesday, November 5th, you have a right and a privilege to vote. I encourage you to do that. If you can't make a choice at the top of the ballot, please make choices on all the down ballot issues, on the measures, the propositions, the local issues. Voting is hopeful. Voting is powerful. Vote for the world you want to live in. Vote for the world you want to leave for your children and grandchildren. Vote for your wives, your mothers, your sisters, your daughters, your friends. We have a choice. If you have a moral code that guides you, whether it's based on religion or a generational guideline you have always lived by, I'm asking you to use your morality as your escort as you cast your vote. I've already voted. I believe in our collective humanity, and I have faith in all of us. You've been listening to Level Up with Danny. I'm Danny Stockham, and I'm going to be back again next week. I'm here the first, third, and if there is, fifth Thursday of every month. I encourage you to stay vigilant in your wellness. As I mentioned earlier, look for me on all the social medias because I'm out here doing all the things. I have an entire team of people that help me with my wellness. I talked about my personal trainer last week, Larry at Fountain Grove. Completely changed my life. I see Tammy at Pilates on the Green up in Windsor, and she is one of the most intuitive people I've ever been around. I spoke about Alicia Berg and the visceral therapy, but all of this really started with a decision that I made for myself that put me on the path to find the people who could help support what I needed to accomplish, which is to be a stronger, healthier, more balanced version of myself. In the last few days and weeks, we've seen a lot of vitriol and negativity, both on TV, in the media, in the news. And it's been really difficult for me personally to navigate all of that and still stay positive. The only way I know how to do that is to put myself in positions where I'm nurturing my mental health and by doing that, by taking care of my physical health. I actually went to the gym this morning before I came to do my show because it just gets me centered and started for the day. I was thinking about a topic for my next show. It was going to be something along the lines of like spend a day with Danny because I literally have, and I counted 11 things that I do for myself every day in the wellness area, whether it's a breathing exercise or going to work with my trainer or going to a Pilates class or going hiking with my friends or laying in my infrared sauna blanket. I use mouth tape at night. I use the eye mask. I have a weighted blanket. There's a lot of things. And if I didn't have all of these tools and access to all of these amazing people, I really do think that it would be easy to be down and low and sad. And I want to be there for anyone that needs it. I want to be a person that you can call, you can text, you can reach out to me on social media, slide into my DMs, as the kids say. Don't repeat that. My kids will hate me for saying that. But I'm here and I'm walking the same path that we're all trying to walk. I'm having access to the same things that we all have access to. Some things I have access to that maybe you don't, but there's another way to do it. Like I talked about earlier with the grounding mats and the grounding sheets, you can just ground yourself in the grass. I have friends that live in the Midwest, and one of my friends is like, I'm barefoot all the time. I'm always standing on the ground and feeling that vibration and taking a moment to just take a deep breath and stand there with the grass. I don't have any grass in my yard, come to think of it. I should talk to my landscape artist about that. Okay, so I think I've checked all my boxes, and I want to end this program today with a song by Bruce Springsteen. Bruce wrote a song called The Long Walk Home, and it's from the Magic album, which was released in 2007. So it's 2024. He wrote this song in 2007. And he talks about the song Long Walk Home and says it's a metaphor describing how far we have moved away from our ideals of freedom, decency, civil liberties, and economic fairness. And he thinks of it as a prayer for our country. And at no time than now do we need a prayer, a collective prayer for everyone. This is such a scary time, and the whole concept for today's show was things that are scary. And I want to step out of that fear, and I want to stand in the hope. And I think that we should all try to do that together. So I'm going to play Long Walk Home by Bruce Springsteen, and hopefully we'll get some positive feedback.
Slipped something into my palm that you were gone. I could smell the same deep green of summer. Above me the same night sky was glowing. In the distance I could see the town where I was born. They're all ranked strangers to me.
Oh, that was a good one. I love Bruce. I've seen him 4 times on this current tour, and I would see him 400 more times. It's Halloween, as we all know. Let's be careful of all those trick-or-treaters tonight once the sun goes down. Halloween's for little kids, so greet them at the door. Give them some candy. Say hi to the parents that have put it all together for them. And everyone drive super carefully. It's getting dark earlier, and there's going to be a lot of little urchins out on the street tonight, so let's take care of them. I want to thank MJ for sitting next to me.
Pleasure.
And just being here as my moral support. If you guys could see what's going on in here, you'd really get a kick out of it. I have 2 more songs I'm going to play. I talked about that song Jungle by Ex-Ambassadors. That's on my swimming playlist, so I thought I'd play a little bit of that since we have time. So here's Jungle by Ex-Ambassadors. Could you imagine swimming to that song? It really gets my stroke off when I am listening to that song and trying to swim some breaststroke. I look crazy. Okay, I'm going to play one more song. It is Talking About a Revolution. It's by Tracy Chapman. A long time ago, probably more than 20 years ago, I saw Tracy Chapman perform at the Luther Burbank Center. And to see her walk out on stage with her guitar in a small venue like that was, I mean, really made an impact on me. She has a beautiful voice. And there's a country artist, Luke Combs, I think is his name, and he just covered her song Fast Car, which kind of brought her back into the spotlight. She's really lived a very secluded life. She's a very private person. And on the Grammys this past year, he played her song and she came out and kind of accompanied him. So that's another great song by Tracy Chapman. This is Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman. And you're listening to KOWS, K-O-W-S, 92.5 FM. You can also follow KOWS on Facebook. They have a Facebook page, facebook.com/KOWS.FM. And I'm going to see you in a week back here on the radio. This has been Level Up with Danny.
Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds. Starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh no.
So that was a good one, right? Tracy Chapman, such a talented, talented artist. I have a few more songs, don't you know? There's a song by the Black Crowes. It's called She Talks to Angels. It's a personal favorite of mine. So I think I'm going to play that as well. This is really fun. I feel like a radio DJ playing music. I'm so excited. Okay, let's listen to She Talks to Angels by the Black Crowes.
Never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family.
Okay, this has been Level Up with Danny. I'm Danny Stockham. I'll see you next Thursday right here on the radio, and we'll spend the day together talking about